到我们所需要的。And whether we may release my shooting the pillow of peace in the sadness. Okay. At the very outset, so you can rest in your dream, pass for sleep, and indeed. There is a looking of their mind, but if it's not in the very outset, so then only when there is racial look. A hungry man, baby killer, baby sage, baby. Now let's see that. The killer shall hoya beneath the mind cloud. You should not have been the beast mind, should be the Nishla Mahakei. The Nishla Kinshu in the tongue. So the guy that the God's Losh needs, he means no one. No one. Suppose there was a drop of water. So it's also like no one. So what he is saying, what does it mean? There is some water. So Pashto says, my cloud means there wasn't even a release, because a release is a sheer hosha. Release is a shalitre to the mad entire. Less than a degree is the same thing like a cloud. So that's the holy mind cloud. Bitchilo does the past. Bitchilo shaloya bitchilo mind cloud. That means not even a release. Half a release, three-fourths a release, had six a release. He's also lower in mind. So if the mitchilo did not have mitchilo a release, and then a release should be false into where it happens. The Nishamakim is a Shmi, so fast. We slay Shalugim only out their mind. But suppose there was a release they shall. Then my Shulim fell in, only he will know the mind Shulim fell in. Once there was a release. There's a path. How many things the Kilo can be saved? Shihure Shlei Shalugim. Ta'alohet chacham, now let's see a rosh. I mean the last rosh.
What does Habe Mayim mean in the rosh?
Habe Mayim Kval?
No, the one, the next one, Habe Mayim.
Habe Mayim Shaboy, Habe Mayim. Say it. So, it is looking to mean the release.
That's what he means.
Less than a release, Mohim Mayim Kval, and Habe Mayim is a release.
That's what he means.
A little strange, okay. But past this is like it. But we'll soon see. So, the beast means Hoyomai. Hoyomai. Why Harbe? What's the meaning of Harbe? Okay. So you see. The Mishnah Rishay, the Mishnah Chayneh. Maybe since Yit Kedush. Alright. But Pash, this is like this. Talmud is a set. Yisterashim, Shikas, Kikaka, Shantaya. And now it's best. The old Shami with the smiley are able to. It may shame you, you know, Gabi King. question is, why is it Shov? Shov means, Shov manifests itself in two ways. Either Milibikata, so Mama is he don't want. But this is certainly not the case of Milibikata. In other words, it started to rain, but, so suppose it starts to rain and there is a killing in the bay, then it's also Shov, because it was filled up by Kalin as long as it was, the subjective element was present. He wanted the Kalin to be filled up. So then it's also Shov. But in order to be Shov without actual dumping, it has to be filled up in Kalin. You are talking of a history, a fragment. So the fragment is not a cave, it's a broken cave. It's a broken cave. So why is it possible? Why is it possible? There are two kinds of show. One show is newly cut. Here we don't have a cave. The other one is newly cut. But here we don't have newly cut, but we don't have newly cut also. We have newly history. History is not a cave. So let's see. Having accepted this person, if God is our capitalist, God is our mission, God is our truth, if she is doing or God is here, she has less of Machshir, she is a mind shooting, even though it filled up the history, she is a mind shooting, 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 it is not sufficiently plastered like this. If a veil is not plastered, is not coated with seed, so then it absorbs all the water. Nothing remains. But if you plaster it well, then it remains in the veil. And here, the veil shebigas was not plastered. So Menele, the one who handled that veil, he didn't want all the mind to be nidla b'sicha be'er, so he looked and he couldn't have plastered it, so mainly he looked for another device. So he put histeris on the karka be'er. So mainly that prevented the bleed of the water into the be'er. Then a sitcher issue of Machasas Mayim, we are histeris. So, like this fragment, it's a broken kele, does not have tachshivas of a kele. But here, this fragment is a special kind of a fragment. It's not a regular fragment. A regular fragment doesn't fulfill the function of Kale. What's the function of Kale? To be recovered. But the history can recover water in history. But here, without the kibul, it serves as a preventive so that the surface of the bay, the unplastered surface of the bay, will not be belayed, will not absorb all the water. So mainly this history has the chshimes of a kele, even though he doesn't have a biskibul, but in this particular situation, it has the chshimes of a kele. So in mele, he becomes shom. Umiteich kach chshivelei rabon kishom, kirepreza machshir, kibim bin pilosom le mikne, Lo yehoyeshuv. In other words, so it's not that Chablezer holds to the fact that the gistere prevents the absorption of the mayim, so into the beya, so mele, even though, so it doesn't have the chshivas of a kele. Because, then why does the Rashi say, no, it's not a kele. But Rabbeinu holds, it has it in Achshivas of a kele, even though it doesn't have this kele. And Rabbeinu is chele. But the Rashi emphasizes, Rabbeinu Machshir, Kibin Filosofi, Mikvelo Yeshuv. At the very outset, when it falls into the Mitkina Leitzchabrenna is also Meirita Rabbana. That this history, which is not a regular history, it's a special kind of a history. It is a history that has the functioning potential like a Kehler Rebbe's Kibbutz. A Kehler Rebbe's Kibbutz. Just as if he had placed, let's say, a big vessel in the bear. So then, that certainly would have prevented the water in the vessel. Suppose he placed a cup in the bear. So it wouldn't have been in wine the bear. So this gister, without the biskibul, so then the cup prevents the absorption into the bear by virtue of its kibul. But here the gister fulfills the same function that a regular tub would fulfill. Just as a tub with a big vestibule would prevent the water from being nidwa in the bayah, so here the gister that does the same thing. So mainly it has the chines of kibul. So Rabbi Akak, they agree that it should have the chines of kibul. But he says there is one difference. According to Rabbi Lezer, then if a water falls into a biskibul, so that very outset it fulfills its function. But here, at the very outset, it does not fulfill its function. It doesn't serve as a kibul. But in view of the fact that it prevents it's being nivra, so mainly it's mikado. In other words, suppose it would be nivra, it would be mikado. When you drop into it, maybe skibble. So it remains there. But here, it has no skibble. So if it wouldn't prevent the absorption, then if it didn't place that fragment in the bear, then it would be nivra. But as a result of being spread out over the whole surface of the karaka bayah, so mainly it's not nivra. So the kibul, so it fulfills the function of kibul after all the water is drops in. When it falls into this kibul, so each drop of water already is isho. But here, since it has no vestibule, so it becomes like the kubul in the gistere after all the water drops. I suppose, let's say, according to the Rishayim, you see, we have very different shittas. We discussed one shittas of Rishayim is the Rambam and the Ri, that even Kuleshov and even Mavnur the Kat is Koshem Da'at. Koshem Da'at. There's the Sheet of the Ri and the Rav. Then there is the Sheet of the Raived, that there are two kinds of Shevim. Mavnur the Kat is Koshem Da'at. Kuleshov is Koshem Da'at. Of course, not in the Mavnur the Kat is Koshem Da'at. But Kuleshov or Wubeshov of Mavnur the Kat is Koshem Da'at. But merely the Kli, even Kulei, that's on the other. In other words, where he just deliberately manipulated, that he put a tub in the bayah, in the mikveh, because he expected the rain to drop down, and then the rain dropped into the tub. And then he turned it over, a certain way. So then, it's only possible to happen, because it wasn't really the time. Alright. That's the shite of the Rai. Then there is the shite of the Rashbam and Rashi, and the Rosh, the Rashi, still the Rash also, that if it is Kulishov for Rubishov, then it's possible to rise. Whether it's Alvin Lubikadev or Alvin Lubikrit, without Lubikadev. But Jimmy Lubin, even with Hilo, is kosher, right? قبل تبشی که not only what the Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rashi say, the next Rechum, that even given moving the Tchilo is always possible. This is Abishit. According to the Shita of the Raya, that really the Kaf, according to the Shita of Tzad, according to the Shita of Rashi and the Rashbam, that Kuli Shov or Kuli Shov, even on the Nilo Bikli, is possible that I say, I don't think that in this case of the Tisefte, where it became shov by virtue of the fact that there was a gister spread out on the whole surface of the Karaka Mitzvah, so maybe it's considered like degree because it fulfilled the same function like a regular top. What does it fulfill? What function? It prevents absorption into the bear. Here it also prevents. So then it's like it kicks the chickens of the hill. I don't think that is Miraisa. That, yeah, according to Rashi and Rashi, but I think so. I mean, I don't have Miraisa. But it just seems like
it. It's not enough of a sort of ma'akshavik to make it mamish into a case. No, let's say you know, we have a couple of spuma, something like that. Because
it's
a problem.
It's only we got the show. Because, as a matter of fact, once the God will eat my derai, but because the Din Kele, we got the Kabbalah Stumen, the Din Kele, we got the Shov, different concepts. For example, we got the Kabbalah Stumen, yet the Aloha, Kli Glorim and Kli Agonim, I like the Kabbalah Stumen, because it's not Chosh, but we got the Shov, so it is Chosh, because here it's not Aloha, it's Aloha of Kli Kibbalah. So really, because here is a mirror of the Shemayim Riyar, in other words, show me it's artificial. That's the Pshat of Shom. Artificial. It's not the Shemayim. And any show, if you make Shami, it's the Shemayim, without human intervention. Even though we have two kinds of show, one of Nulevi Katev and one of Nulevi Kri, without Nulevi Katev, and the Kol Terash and the Rashbam, that's also possible that I say. But in final analysis, even the second kind of show, of Nilei Bikri, where there is the subjective element, when we want it to be filled up, so why is it show? Because that means the mikveh was filled up for human intervention. For human intervention. So maybe we could argue that in this case, since it's not a union of Kele like the Gali Kapoor Stumet, but it's a meaning of Kele because it's the Leodo. So Mele, even if it's not a Kele, it's a Gistere. But if he manipulated to the Gistere, that it should be done exactly that the Gistere should accomplish what the regular Tom would accomplish, so it's also the Leodo. So he could argue. I mean, I'm not sure about it, but I don't know. I have no right to try to find it. But it's very likely. Oh. Now the
Rosh. The Rabbi Elazar though seems to be saying that it's not as if I really brought the water in Ali Day Adam, because I just kept it the Ali Day Adam.
That's
if you
right,
lost the Mikvah,
that's right, that's
so
right.
Rosh, so
when you pour it into the top,
Day Adam.
Then the Adam pours it in.
Right.
But when you pour it on top of the yesterday,
just retains it.
It retains it.
That's not, you're not putting it into the mikvah. You're just
right,
making
right.
It. It's not leaving
the
mikvah. You just make.
When you place it top in the mikvah, that's right. That's exactly what I mean. When you place it top into the mikvah, so then it means, because here in Shul it's not important whether it is again, it's not like Kabbalah Stumen, whether the Adam does it or it's done by the Shema. So really, if it's a Kehilah, if it's poured into a this kibble, whether he does it mamidly by him or he just manipulates, when he starts raining, he hurries and he puts it up, he sees there are clouds and raining, and a rain is spending, he puts it in. So that means the Adam Sudabinich. He manipulated it deliberately, so the Adam Sudabinich. But if he puts in a gistere, and then it's a preventive against absorption, it's not considered that the other means. That's exactly the pshat of the law.
The growth on the other.
That's right. I looked up. In other words, even according to the Rabbanon, but he said there, it's only the Rabbanon. The gross of it, not from the rush, also not the flesh, melts at each other. It's natural. Now, the Pirush Rosh here, so Dalet Hei together is the Rosh Loshen or somebody else puts in Dalet Hei, that I don't know. But in Shara, it's very likely that the Rosh himself put Dalet Hei. Actually, why did he put Dalet? I mean, he doesn't, he only Hei, the Rosh only explains Hei, not Dalet, but the Rosh in Hilchas Mikvoeh discusses Mishneh Dalet. Here he doesn't discuss Mishneh Dalet. He only discusses Mishneh Hei. We haven't gone over Mishneh Hei. But the Rosh is there is a Hilchas Mikvoeh. After the Rosh Hamidah, there is a Hilchas Mikvoeh. There he discusses at the very level of Pirush and Mishneh Dalet. Here he doesn't say anything. But there he discusses. Hilchas Mikvoeh, after the Rosh Hamidah. In some Gemaras, they are labeled with different. The Yerkes Mitzvahs is placed after the place, not the place. But here in this Gemara, I don't know, I was in this Gemara. Yerkes Mitzvahs. There, the Rosh, Yerkes Mitzvahs, in the paragraph of the very long paragraph, that tzaddik in the second column, that tzaddik of Dalet in the second column. So here he discusses the Kulishovim, or the Kulishovim, the Raisi Kulishovim, and then he mentions the Shite that Kulishovim only was Rabbonim, or the Tzochen. Then he mentions the sheet of Hashem Rashbam, that Kuli Shov is possible the Raisa, and then the Rosh himself says, like the Rash, that Kuli Shov is possible the Raisa. And by mentioning those who mention that Kuli Shov, the sheet of Kuli Shov, is only the Rabbonon, because we are Tele. So he says, not the counter. Oh, so let's see. The sixth line from the end of the first column, that Tzadik of Dalet, Umash Ehi Vebi Raya, like the Rash, who knew Fesh and Yichi Reikom, other Rabbi Kashel and Nehoso, because Tony Korsham is in some man Shuvim, has come to Tori Seyers, Peirush Tishodom is a Mitzvah Yisayu, Kidei Litvah Ben, in Kini Malei Yomayim Shuvim, and Mam Shuvim Seyich, and Mayim Shuvim Yisayu, Mashma Mishma Chazok Lodi Kashi, Tori Kaman, which is a Sofit Mayim Shuvim, the Cheskes HaMikvoyis Sheyes Meisim Yisofit Badai Koshin Dil Abba Chazoto Yoposim Yisofit 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 Teheri Tom Sefer Tzina Ontale Rachmayim Mitve Amachtesh Yisofit 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 שאין כאן חסקת המקרויס, שאירים, שהפוסם מוכיח שמחתשת נשאים לביצידי, that's the rush for it. מחתשת נשאים לביצידי, מוצאים עם אימא, שנופן מעצים עם מחתשת, מחתשת נשאים. אולי, כאילו שאירי במית שהשיד את הרעי זה, הוא פסלי למיסד. ולאחר שיש בירי במית שחד מרבונה, ומחשבים למיסד. ואי תניה, or here is this mission. They tell you, שני מקרוי שונה מרוסו. אחד. Wait, no, no, not yet. Wait, I'm sure that's it. The debt, that's a price in set. They tiny shiny fishermen who saw that was all the kosher top and more for the parasite of wheat. We tell him we saw a kosher top. Oh, great man, that's all this. We feel shiny fish. We fish in the East Bay. Sorry, it's good. You shall look, look, but that's not this much, no, right? We fish in the East Bay. Sorry, it's good. You shall look, look, my shoe. אם ידוע שנופי מסייכם במצום הנשארים עד שלא יגיע לגום השליש יסקושה ואם לא פוסט משמע ודווקא ידוע סמין מסטייק I thought that he mentioned here a משנה דלת but he really mentioned here a משנה I'm in a mistake, okay anyway ואית נען בפרק שאין מכבוי סמיקה שיהי בשל וסגום של לוק לוק של מנשורים אם ידוע שנופי מסייכם במצום הנשארים עד שלא הגיע לגום השליש יסקושה ואם לא פוסו מה שמי דווקא ידוע או מסופיק פוסו ולפתומים ידוע שם לנוף לעבוי נסוע עד שלא הגיע לגום השליש יסקושה ואם לא פוסו So I made a mistake he mentioned משנה alright so let's go over משנה מקווה שיש בי חוליש לוגים של מים שוגים של לוגלוג אם ידוע שנופל מסייכל, הבור סוד, מים, מים שירים, עד שהגיע לגום השליש יסקושה, ביבה פוסט, ורבשים הם מכשיר, לפני שהוא תמיד וסמוק נושא. Now, the Rashi. Yes.
The Achron seems to quote the Rosh on the Mishnah Dalet, saying that because you have a Ravina, so then it's at the share of a mikvah, midiraisa. Where is the...
So, yes.
Huh?
Because the Umash appears... Umash appears sometimes in Ayosha. Hodama, dina lugi ma yushuvi. Peisa and samichke, halokha meishin yisina. Haimu kishin shumayim, abo bisekin peisa and mirabo. Vehide rayam odifam tevshen mikvoyim. כרבה דברים הרבי ישמיים בתחיל הפיסו את המקרה בשלוי שלוי נעצי המים ומדמח לו בתחיל המדיסי שמענו לו בפיסו בתחיל המדרעי פיסו בתחיל המדרעי פרד זה ראש אני נראו בה, I think you also mentioned Now, but let's go over So here he mentions Mishibar, that's what I meant, that's what I looked for Mishibar But then I started to look further and I didn't find it. But he mentioned it at the very beginning. That's the Mishnah.
The din of Tchilah, is that a din of Kulayin or the din of the first Revius Mayim? Mishnah Chayna seems to say Yisvara. But so that's what the din of Kulay Shav?
What?
Mishnah Chayna seems to learn
that's
that. That's
so,
because now it's Kulay Shav.
We got the Tchilah Smach Mitzaneir, yes, it's already Kulay Shav.
So because it's Kulay Shav, so from now on, no matter how much they'll fill it afterwards.
It's possible that Reisel got the Tchilah Sodom also. And you couldn't say that it's possible that Reisel got the Tchilah Smach Mitzaneir, and it's not possible that Reisel. That would be absurd. So since it's already Kulay Shav, we got the Tchilah Smach Mitzaneir, because with Reisel, the Venus is like, Memso we got the philosophy. So since we got vis-a-vis Mach Mishneiros, it's Kulay Shav. So maybe it's possible that Isaac got everything.
But the Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold that's true even with Gimel Lugin, not just by Rabbi Yitzchak, but also by Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Tam says it even with Gimel Lugin.
But because the Blesser Alishitose holds that Aloch HaMishin Sinai is the deal. Hashem and the Rabbanon, they say that's going to be because they say the Aloch HaMishin Sinai applies to Gimel Lugin, not to
Revius. Yeah, but why not Revius if the Lamda says I'll the Kulay Shav the Gedin? Yeah, but if what's the din? Is it because of Kulay Shav the Gedin? It has to share mikvah with Revius too. I mean, even Revius.
Yeah, that's right. So, but the Kulay Shav,
you could say.
Can you do?
In Revius, we could say it's Kulay Shav the Gedin. But put it, but in the Rabbanon who hold that Lafi Rabbein Tam and the Rabbanon the hold that the rights of a Gimel Lugin, so it's a new din. What would we say?
It's a new din.
No, there's one din of Kol Yishov, and there's another din of Gimel Lugin Bechila Pasul
Zanek. According to
Rabbi
Zeah, so the Aloch Lemeshi Sinai is a din of Kol Yishov, and according to Rabbanon, it's not a aloha of Kuli Show, but it's especially there's a cost of aloha which we see now. Now, yes.
According to Rabbi Natan, the Manusha, once you have a revis, which you'll have even before the Mulugin, so it should be possible, it's possible to be rising because of Kuli Show. So why do you dafka need the Tchila Gimulugin in order to possible to be rising? So once you have a revis, that should possibly.
Now, you mean, I understand that. It's according to Ramatan we are asking. According to Ramatan, the Gimel Lugin is tough.
With your eyes.
And suppose Bitrila. Gimel Lugin Shimon is Bitrila. What does it mean Bitrila? Suppose there is a release of Mitchell. And then Gimel Lugin falling. So, is it possible that I say according to Ramatan or only the other? The Malik sheeting is that according to Ramatan, if you are looking for him, even if you have a witness, you have two witnesses. But if you don't have, you looking, make sure that it's possibly right. So in other words, according to the Malik, the Pshat and Ramatan is...
What? You see, it's not a Kulish Hov, because the Veer should help for them.
Yeah, the Veer should help. And the Malik says that according to Ramatan, so Gimel Lugin Shuvim will pass me the right say, even if there is a release, mine Shemim Shuvim, at a time when the Gimel Lugin falls. But if there is no Gimel Lugin, mine Shemim Shuvim, so then it's possible to rise. We'll soon discuss. I want to go over the next mission. We can see the show is good. So my children shall look good. In the flesh, not to say, for I can say, my children actually give you too much. This is kosher. They love kosher. But they don't come to do it. So if he declares, you know, three cavities in the bed, and then in each cavity there is a leak, there is a look of mindful, altogether feeling. But, so then in effect, in your duration of the Sefer Avor say, my children, actually the Aligumash is, if it's kosher, in other words, if it meant so much of dropped into the Beyah, before the third cavity became filled up with mind shooting. In other words, the mind shooting did not, the three cavities did not become filled up in one stroke. But first he dumped into a cavity, one loop into one cavity, then a few minutes later he dumped another loop in the second cavity, another few minutes later he dumped another loop in the third cavity. So if there was a mensom dropped into the bear before the person dumped the third loop into the third cavity, so then it's kosher. The law, because you have had already mensom. So maybe you can dump all the shuvim in the world, so it will not become possible. But the law, suppose that the person dumped the third loop into the third cavity before the mitzvah had avoyim saw, so then it's possible. And the Mishnah Achrina says, and that's the way we have to explain it, that and Rav Shimon is marshi, with the sheknik v'samachunish. So the Mishnah Achrina says that this Mishnah is reference to the case where the looking in the three cavities not only touch the water of the mitzvah, but they overflow. Sometimes it might touch, not overflow. Sometimes not only touches, but it overflows. So he says that Now here there is a machleket between Rabbonon and Rabshina. Rabshina is machshir. They should be for some of these. So what's the pshat? Pshat is the chachomim achilik ha-medino for some of these. What's the pshat in Rabshina? For some of these. The pshat in Rabshina for some of these is that even though there is a halacha of chibur, you know, before you start as a maid, the chibur employees, if you have a tria, whatever, I mean, we don't have to go into it. But there's a lot of chibur and deals, but regarding the psul shirin, there is no a lot of chibur and deals. In order that the whole education become possible in shirin, there has to be actually yoke, not halachic yoke. But it's not actual means you take a tub, a pail of water, and you dump it into the beach. So then it's commingled. And according to Mandoma Yesh Bire, so it doesn't mean just commingled, it means it's commingled in such a wonderful way, in such a powerful way, that in each unit, but in each gallon in the mikveh, you have the same ratio. Anyway, whether yes bile, ain bile, but there is a commingling of the throughout the mikveh. So then there is a loche that it passes. True, but ill mikveh shtaras aneid, even though there is no actual commingling. If you have a tub with water and you place it near the mikveh and the waters of the tub touch the water of the mikveh, and somebody immerses himself in the tub, so it's considered as if he was immersed himself in the mikveh. Is there actual communion? After all, the water in the tub is kept intact. You pick it up and then you can take it into your house. And you have the same water, but our pedin, as long as the tub with the water touch the water of the yam, of the mikveh, of the river, it tishifaras amei, so it is considered like mirror. But it's not actually you. In actual world, when you dump gimurugin into a mikveh, you can't take it out again. But here, let's say, so here you could take out the water from the three cavities, take a ladle and take out all the water from the three cavities and put it in a pail and take it away from the mikveh. So Rav Shimon says, since in view of the fact that there is no actual communion, but just constructive communion, little halakhic communion, indeed you have not managed to it, so regarding the psul of gimurugin, we require action. So then it will be mashma, but the chachamim achilik, and the chachamim say, be not possible, even though there is no actual will. But that will present his tira with the Mishneh in Perikvot Mishneh. That's what Mishneh achilik is. Obik Shabinar, this man should enter Perikot Mishneh. Obik Shabinar, this man should be enter Pesir. Natsad any Pesir. Natsad any Pesir. It may show to me, the son of me. Let's see the Rav. Obik Shabinar, we shall matres, we shook it down with it. Obik Shabinar is really plump, but it's a different kind of thing. The clocks today, if you have the back dogs, so do not tell the Giskibu. But Ovik Shebi Erchaz means like this. You had an Erchaz, so an Erchaz is a Koshenik. But you have a big hole. You have a big hole. And then you took a white plate, and you covered up the hole. Let's say there is a hole. So you put a plate in that hole. So then, if you fill out the mikveh, and there, it's dirty water, you don't want the next person to immerse himself in the same water. So you want to empty out the water. So you pick up the clay, and then all the dirty water goes out for the hole. And then, when another person wants to immerse himself in the mikveh, he puts the plate in the hole, and it's filled up, and it's filled up. So that is really like a cloth, but it is a cloth, a cloth that has a widely skill. You could use a pail to fill up, the hole, a pail, a regular pail. So the pail is used as a cloth. So Odik Shebedach, Bizman Shebedcha, if the hole into which the pail, the kibbutz, is placed is in the middle of the mikveh, of the Kaltan mikveh, pail, that's that. Odik Shebedach, we shall not first, we should get down to the age we left. The Shemwasi may amber the Machmasatila in the shock. Praise him a native Shabbat, the Yitzim a Mayim Shabbat, the Pe, Umam Shechem a Mayim Achrei and Jim, the Satan a Nekev Shalom Yitzu a Mayim, the Mayim a Mishochem a Amber the Shem a Tzvira, the Lach a Shavoch to be Hamim, Shem Merches Nichnosim a Amber the Retention, the Zman Shem Saposo, the Fishikol a Mayim Goyim a Dabo, because if it is Erzas in the Tzvira, that all the water that comes in, where does it come in? It comes in and it goes through the plate. You see, that's why I said the plate, not a pail, because a pail is so deep, once it falls in, it will not overflow. But a plate, is not very deep, so it overflows. But all the water of the mikveh, when it comes in and it spreads throughout the length and the width of the mikveh, goes over, crosses the plate. Because of the plate, the moment a drop of water cross any quantity of water that crosses the plate, so it becomes short. Some American behavior, because every drop of water became short. Minatzad, so lay puzzle, then a mind holding out of a pain can show. A mind should be safe, a mind should be safe. We shall a mind have a week for kosher, some of the week. Even the mayor. But the Rambam Paschal's like a mayor. So the Marich, the Marich says, Mashma, that the Rambam Zirse was not even the mayor, but it's just that. All the children of the earth is man should be empty. Pesel, Nazarene Pesel, Mitnishit, Mitre, Samoch Mitre, Pirlin, Vachachomi Memri, in Tabeles Ambe, Tarevis, et al. Yil, Abi Kosha, Vivav, Vos, so then, the Rachashem is said, Vivav, Vachachomi Memri, Kitene, Shitos, Kacham, Lechipur, Isham, Tere, Shishi, Tiramei, Amishalot, Rabona, Yivar, Marit, Zalmash, Mamishiro, Rabu, Gol, Vivar, Stomach, she calls us from the sea, I love her and she walked with Hosh Rabbeinu and the Chacham. And I don't know any vision who passes, not like Rambam. The Rambam passes like a mayor. It's not the mayor, it's an account. Whether they are the Shemim who passes like the Chacham, not like an account, that I don't know. But definitely, according to the mayor, according to an account, there is a locher of Mitre, some of which, and the Rambam passes it. And the Rambam Pasmus like Rabbonon in this Mishnah. So that's the Mishnah, Achim is Kash. So there is there. Here, from Mishnah here, Mishnah here, the Mishnah here, the Piers, there's only the Pshine. Says the Allah of Mitzvah, some of the Mitzvah. Namely, that in order to pass the Mitzvah, we show, so constructive yield is not enough. Not legally constructive, but actually. Yeah, actually, that's for Shina. But only the Rabbanon in Mishnei Hei, Peretei Mishnei Acheri. But here, we pass like a mayor. I'll soon see what the Chacham says. But let's forget for a moment the Chacham. The Rabbanon passes like a mayor, like an account, and he passes like The Rabbanu of Chachim, so how is it? So the Shnachim says, there's a difference. Over here, it is reference to the case, if it is not sad, so Mele, there is only the connection of Shifar Sanei, who touches that. Shifar Sanei, but there is no Sofal Gaba, there is no overflow. But Shifar Sanei, we don't see overflow. So Mele, in such a case, the Tanakh says that he doesn't pass. Because there is no actual ill. If you go ill before the Shvera Sanei, that's constructive ill, that's legal ill, that's halachic ill. It's not actual ill. In order to pass it, with Gimulugin, there has to be actual ill. Gimulugin has to be actually commingled with the Miyamim. But constructive